So let me ask you a question. Would you say this school year feels different than last school year or exactly the same? Now, regardless of how you answered, sometimes the changes are small and subtle from one school year to the next. And sometimes they're a little more noticeable. But there's always something different. For example, maybe you're a freshman this year and you're saying, whoa, I did not sign up for this. I mean, I'm glad to be in high school, but in eighth grade, I was the top of the food chain. And now I'm looking at these seniors and they have full beards. Like, how did I step into this, right? Maybe you're a senior, full beard or not, and you're just thinking, I made it through my junior year last year and it was the hardest year ever academically, and this year is gonna be so easy. And maybe you're a junior or a senior, but most of your friends were seniors last year and now they're all off at different places and it doesn't feel the same. Maybe you're just sad about it. Whether you're private schooled, public schooled, or homeschooled, a new school year always brings new things, and new always means change. When something fresh and new is happening, it always means that something else is shifting. I mean, think about the weather. In most parts of the country, the physical seasons all mean something different. Where I live, we experience four seasons. And there's one particular season that we experience where the leaves turn different colors, the temperatures start to drop along with the leaves, and it's when we start to say, it's football season, because fall is in the air, right? It's when you get your pumpkin spice lattes. Now, eventually, fall turns to winter, when we lose those leaves and it gets ridiculously cold. Well, at least for me it does. And then we're so glad that it starts warming up again in the spring, but we don't like how it always brings pollen and bugs, and it's awful. But then after that, we move on from whining and complaining into the raging heat of the summer. And see, every single year, this happens again and again and again because the seasons change. They always do. Because here's what we know about seasons. A new season always means change. Now, what's true of the school year and of a season is also true of our lives. Things are always moving and shifting. And that's what we're talking about in this series. Change. For some of us, change in life can feel like a roundabout. A roundabout is one of those circular intersections designed to improve traffic flow and safety, but all it does for me is increase my lack of confidence in my driving abilities. If you're not paying attention, you can just keep on driving in circles. Okay, but seriously, like a roundabout, life is constantly changing. Things moving on, things moving off, things moving slowly, things moving quickly, and choices are all around us. It's continual, it's nonstop motion with constant reroutes. Now, the good news about this series is that we're going to discover how change, whether good or bad, always provides the opportunity for you and me to grow. And what we'll hopefully see by the time that we're done is that change really is a gift that's offered to all of us. But if we're honest, sometimes change doesn't feel like a gift, does it? I mean, if you make some new friends that you really like, that's a gift. But if you get injured the second game of your soccer season, that feels like anything but a gift. If your new school schedule has some of your friends in a couple classes with you, that's a gift. But if that new biology class is taught by someone who absolutely loves giving you homework every single day, that's not a gift. Now, usually change is simply a mixture of good and bad. For example, let's say that you're a year older and your body's going through some changes. The good news, you're taller. The bad news, growing pains. I grew 7 inches in seventh grade. It was horribly painful. Now, let's say for you, maybe you got a part in the one-act play. That's awesome. The good news, you're a part of the cast. The bad news, you have rehearsals all day, every day. See, change is usually a combo of some good things and some not so good. But the common thread is that change will most likely come with the good and the bad. Anything worth having is going to cause you to sacrifice something. So let's go back to the seasons for a second. For some of us, it's fall. And if that's the case, most of us have put away our summer clothes and we're excited about fall leaves and cooler weather and football season and pumpkin spice lattes. But that also means there's no more time at the lake or the pool because that season is over. Now, maybe for you, let's say you start dating someone. That's something new that's definitely gonna feel like it's worth it. But the sacrifice is that it might mean less time hanging out with your friends. Or if you pick up a new habit like exercising or you start playing a new sport, that's awesome. But you might have to sacrifice some time on the screen or scrolling. See, the change to something new is the change from something old. And that's not always easy. Probably the number one thing that change costs us is control. Sometimes we're launched into the unknown or the uncomfortable, and there's no guarantee that things are going to work out. And so until we know how things turn out, it can be pretty stressful. I mean, if you think about it, we spend a lot of time and energy trying to control our outcomes. We study to make good grades. We practice our sports or our instruments. We take the right electives so that we'll get into the right college. And although we never really have control over our lives, we feel it more deeply when we're in the middle of change. Change shows us that we can't fit it all into our life in this nice, neat, predictable little box. And so the question isn't, how do I avoid change? Because change is happening constantly and it will always be part of our lives. The real question is, how can I reroute through this roundabout of change and be better on the other side? That's what we want for you. And that's why we're talking about this in this series. Now, when you look at the Bible, you might be surprised to see that a lot of the writers were so helpful when it comes to dealing with the inevitability of change in this life. In fact, the writer of the Old Testament book, Ecclesiastes, his name's King Solomon, he had a lot of things to say about this. Now, Solomon was an ancient king of Israel who is said to be blessed by God with incredible wisdom. And in this verse that we're looking at today, Solomon's wisdom still speaks to us right now. He starts off by saying this, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." Now there's that word again, season. There's nothing more predictable than fall, winter, spring, and summer. And because of that, we see change all throughout the year, every year. Solomon is saying, this is how the rest of life is too. Change is simply a part of our journey. And then he goes on this poetic run. Check it out. "A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace." Talk about a roundabout of change. What Solomon is basically saying in a very poetic way is, change is going to happen. There's a time when you lean into that friendship, but there may come a time when you need to lean away. There's a time to celebrate the good things that happen, but there's a time when you just need to grieve the tough stuff. There's a time to speak up, and that may be a change for some of you, but there's also a time to be quiet, and that may be a change for others of you. So if I had three words to sum up what Solomon says here, it's this: change is life. I've heard it said that change is the only thing consistent in life. We either get with it or not. Knowing that things will change allows us to change the way that we see it and treat it. And since resisting change is pointless, we can open our minds to it and then learn from it. But if you're like me, you may only want to see the positive side of Solomon's list. The times to laugh and dance and embrace and love and find peace. And why can't we just only have that stuff and then get that on repeat? Because the reality is, there's only so much that we can control. And it's really a waste of energy for us to pretend like things will always stay the same. Instead, what if we could actually view change as an opportunity to build our faith? I mean, here's how the Bible defines faith in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. It says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." The writer uses phrases like "what we hope for," which means that it may happen or it may not. The writer talks about the things we do not see, which means it's outside of our scope of control. In those moments of change, when things feel out of control, that's when you have an opportunity to trust Jesus. So think about it this way. Have you ever heard of a pendulum? It's the weight that's hung from a fixed point so that it can swing back and forth. Now, there are a lot of types of pendulums, but some of them are called Newton's pendulums that will go nonstop. This is how life works sometimes. It feels like change is constant. It's always moving. But if you actually look at the pendulum, there are these two rails that are anchored to something. See, think of these rails as the consistent faithfulness of God. One rail is that God will always love me. And the other is that God will always be with me. So even though there's constant motion happening in my life, when things are moving back and forth, they're changing and bumping into each other, we can keep our eyes on Jesus, who never changes. We can remain anchored to him, to his love, and to his presence when everything around us is moving. See, change is life, but we can trust in the God who never changes. So in light of what we talked about today, here are three questions I'd love to ask you. First, what change are you facing right now? I mean, where is change happening in your life? Is it happening at school, at home, in a relationship? Is it happening in or around you? I mean, whether it's a change in a friendship, a change at home, going to a new school, becoming an upperclassman, getting a new job, making a new team, the end of sports or theater or band, maybe it's the end of a dating relationship. It all represents an opportunity for you to grow. So embrace the fact that change is going to happen. It's an inevitable part of life that we can either resist or grow through. When change happens, lean into change instead of trying to escape it. Second, how does that change feel? Transitions aren't easy, and it's healthy for us to vocalize the emotions that come with it. Emotions will make their way out of us one way or another, and we might as well find a trusted person and put language to the feelings that we're dealing with. Even if the emotions feel messy and the words you use to describe them don't come out right, it's okay. Just put it out there on the table. And third, how can God use that change to build your faith? In this season of change, where things might feel out of control, it's an opportunity for you to trust Jesus. Maybe the first step is just being honest with God about change and how you feel about it. Ask God to build your faith as you seek to trust God during this time. Maybe talking to someone older who you trust, maybe that'd be a good start. They've probably experienced a lot of change in their lives. So ask them how those changes built their life in the process. Change is life. Just like the seasons change, so do all aspects of life. Now, the good news is that God is with us, and God can use these seasons to build and develop our faith. Because God is doing something over the long haul, even though it may not look that way and how you want it in the short term. And because your faith can grow during this roundabout of change, change can absolutely be an incredible gift to you.